Barack Hussein Obama, the number one all-time worst president. He hates America. He hates its systems, hates its citizens. He's incompetent, arrogant, self-absorbed, but very electable. 2017, January 21st, to an Obama fan. Please name one positive thing he did for the country. I must have missed something. Number one, the Obamacare lie and financial disaster. Number two, he added $9 trillion to the national debt. Number three, he supported racist Black Lives Matter and endangered cops' lives. Number four, he destroyed North Africa and Iraq and created ISIS. Number five, he apologized for the United States. Number six, he failed to enforce border control. Number seven, he opened the door for undocumented Islamic refugees to come into the United States. Number eight, he told United States citizens they are not exceptional. Number nine, he told U.S. citizens that they're not a Christian nation. Number 10, he turned prisoners of war loose from Gitmo while the war was underway. Number 11, he refused to name our enemy, Islamic radicalism. Number 12, he oversaw 8 years of economic stagnation. Number 13, he double-crossed Israel in the United Nations. Number 14, he propagated climate change lies. Number 15, he moved to bring the United States under the power of the United Nations. Number 16, he enabled Iran to continue nuclear weapons development. Number 17, he sacrificed Benghazi and lied to the American people about it. Number 18, he corrupted the Justice Department and FBI with politics to protect his administration. Number 19, he made lying and duplicity the mainstay of politics. Number 20, he told America he was a Christian when in fact he is a Muslim. I could probably go, but I'm tired of thinking about this pathetic period of America's history. I'm ready to see America great again. Obama was twice elected because of the color of his skin. It's amazing what people will do to ease their conscience from guilt even when they're not guilty. No one alive is guilty of racial slavery, yet liars have convinced us of it. Can you say affirmative action? Everyone has preferences of various sorts, and so we're therefore prejudiced. If the powers that be convince you that your preferences are immoral, you feel guilt and so begin to speak and act a lie so as to avoid arbitrarily assigned guilt. This is why the left accuses people on the right of racism, misogyny, bigotry, homophobia, xenophobia, etc. They want us to feel unfounded guilt and so act against our better judgment. The left uses guilt to control us. When they get in power, they will switch to fear. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. An article by Darby Drake, June 3, 2016. Quit trashing Obama's accomplishments. He has done more than any other president before him. Here's a list of his impressive accomplishments. He was the first president to be photographed making a joint. Number two, he was the first president to apply for college as a foreign student, then deny he was a foreigner. Number three, first president to have a Social Security number from a state he's never lived in. Number four, first president to preside over a cut to the credit rating of the United States. Number five, the first president to violate the War Powers Act. Number six, the first president to be held in contempt of court for illegally obstructing oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Number seven, first president to require all Americans to purchase a product from a third party. Number eight, first president to spend $1 trillion on shovel-ready jobs when there was no such thing as shovel-ready jobs. Number nine, first president to abrogate bankruptcy law to turn over control of companies to his union supporters. Number 10, first president to bypass Congress and implement the DREAM Act through executive order. Number 11, first president to order a secret amnesty program that stopped the deportation of illegal immigrants across the United States, including those with criminal convictions. Number 12, first president to demand a company hand over $20 billion to one of his political appointees. Number 13, first president to tell a CEO of a major corporation, Chrysler, to resign. Number 14, first president to terminate America's ability to put a man in space. Number 15, first president to cancel the National Day of Prayer and to say that America is no longer a Christian nation. Number 16, first president to have a law signed by an auto pen without even being present. Number 17, first president to arbitrarily declare an existing law unconstitutional and refuse to enforce it. Number 18, first president to threaten insurance companies if they publicly spoke out on the reasons for their rate increases. Number 19, first president to tell a major manufacturing company in which state it is allowed to locate a factory. Number 20, first president to file lawsuits against the states he swore an oath to protect, Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Indiana. Number 21, the first president to withdraw an existing coal permit that had been properly issued years ago. Number 22, first president to actively try to bankrupt an American industry, coal. Number 23, first president to fire an inspector general of AmeriCorps for catching one of his friends in a corruption case. Number 24, first president to appoint 45 czars to replace elected officials in his office. Number 25, first president to surround himself with radical left-wing anarchists. Number 6, first president to golf more than 150 separate times in his 5 years in office. Number 27, first president to hide his birth, medical, educational, and travel records. Number 28, first president to win a Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing to earn it. 29, first president to go on multiple global apology tours and concurrent insult our friends tours. Number 30, first president to go on over 17 lavish vacations in addition to date nights and Wednesday evening White House parties for his friends paid for by the taxpayers. Number 31, first president to have personal servants taxpayer funded for his wife. Number 32, first president to keep a dog trainer on retainer for $102,000 a year at taxpayer expense. First president to fly in a personal trainer from Chicago at least once a week at taxpayer expense. 34, first president to repeat the Quran and tell us the morning call of the Azan, Islamic call to worship, is the most beautiful sound on earth. Number 35, first president to side with a foreign nation over one of the American 50 states, Mexico versus Arizona. 36, first president to tell the military men and women that they should pay for their own personal insurance because they volunteered to go to war and knew the consequences. Number 37, he was the first president to tell the members of the military that they were unpatriotic for balking at his last suggestion. I feel much better now. I had been under the impression he hadn't been doing anything, such an accomplished individual in the eyes of the ignorant, maybe.